The Florida Department of Corrections won a major First Amendment case last week barring a magazine written by inmates from being distributed in the state. WLRN's Danny Rivero has more.
Lake Worth-based Prison Legal News magazine is distributed in prisons and jails in 49 states. That's every state except for Florida, where it's based. Back in 2004, the publication sued Florida over First Amendment issues. Now a Florida court upheld an earlier decision barring the magazine from Florida correctional facilities. It's a victory for the State Department of Corrections.
Basically, it just drives home the reality that how many rights you have as an American citizen and as a news publisher depends literally on where you're located.
That's Paul Wright, the editor of Prison Legal News. He says that it leaves a major gap in who's able to read the magazine.
And we don't think that where those Americans may be at, whether it's in prison or in Florida or California or wherever, we think that, you know, we need to be able to reach everyone.
Wright says the magazine is going to appeal the case to the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm Danny Rivero in Miami.